In today's China, if there's anything that makes me glad, it is the rapid development of China's railway. 25 years ago, I went from Beijing to Shanghai. I think it took a couple of days, but now China's high-speed rail is developing rapidly, and the same trip takes only 4 hours. But fast does not necessarily mean everything. Hey Adam, have you ever taken a high-speed rail in China?
Of course! The high-speed rail in China is amazing. You know, the railway system in China is amazing compared to the USA.
America.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, well, in China, we have the longest operating mileage of any country in the world and the fastest trains of any country in the world. And they also serve almost every major city in China.
Cool! Wait. Almost every major city? So that's convenient for those people living in the cities that have the high-speed rail, but what about those people going to cities where there isn't the high-speed rail?
Well, in that case, we have to go the slow train. You want to go the slow train and see what we can see?
Yes. Let's do it! I got my coat on already. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. We came to Daliang Mountain. Pusheng is a small town. Most of the residents here are the people of the Yi ethnic minority. It is also the starting point of the 5633 train, which takes us to Xicheng City. The whole journey is 5 hours long. At 7 in the morning, it is still dark. But at the station, we meet a lot of fellow villagers who went to the nearby market. They will take the goods on the train to other places to sell. At the station, we bought tickets, and the fare for Adam and I totaled 25 yuan, which is very cheap. 5633-5634 train running between Pusheng Township and Panzhihua City maintains an average speed of 40 kilometers per hour. The whole journey is 376 kilometers with 26 stops along the way and takes 11 hours and 4 minutes. However, the fares have remained unchanged for over 3 decades, with the highest costing 25.5 yuan, about $3.9, and the lowest being just 2 yuan. In the station, he met a beautiful woman. She was wearing e-clothing, carrying a full basket of potatoes, cabbage, and other vegetables. She told us she had been riding the train for 20 years, and the operation of this train has made her life easier as she transports her vegetables and poultry to other places to sell. We entered the station together and it didn't take long for the train to depart.
Here we go.
The train has an average speed of less than 40 kilometers per hour, but it is a bit different from a regular train. They have removed 2 of the rows of seats to store the large amounts of stuff carried by the villagers.
It's cute, guys. They just look like 3 heads. That guy almost got you.
In the train, we saw lots of chickens, ducks, sheep, and people getting into the car. The livestock compartment was very clean, and we interacted with a lamb. Adam and I were both excited because we had never seen a train like this. There is a train car dedicated especially to livestock. Everything is set up for the consideration of the villagers. As the train continued on, more and more passengers got on board. There was a young couple who looked to be in their 20s, ready to go to the city to find work.
工厂坐这辆车出去打工。
你准备去什么地方？
准备去浙江嘛，浙江。
This young man named Ah Jun and his wife are going out to find work. This time, they are going to Zhejiang or Guangzhou. They usually work in factories and earn about 4,000 to 5,000 renminbi per month. They only get home once a year, and most of them go home to reunite with their relatives during the Chinese New Year. There are also many young people like Ah Jun on this train. They rely on the train to get out of the mountains and go to the big cities to pursue their future. There was also a 75-year-old man who was on the train for free and is about to sell his chickens. This man has been riding the train since it started operating. He has been riding in this car for more than 50 years.
50年前的生活怎么样？原来就是咱们我们一家，就是六十块，现在就六万块。哦，六十块的哦，啥子都便宜，穿的便宜，吃的便宜。More
than 50 years ago, his family's income was only 60 yuan a year. But now, it has reached 60,000 yuan. In the past, food was not good, and the clothes were not good. Now, life has been turned completely around. This woman impressed me the most. She was very energetic. For her, this train was the memory of her family for three generations.
Yeah! All right! Here
it is! This is the woman who has been riding the train with her father since she was a child.
This woman has been riding the train with her father since she was a child and went to the nearby town to sell pigs. When she had a child, her child went to school on this train. Her child is now in college, and she is very proud. This train has changed the lives of many people. Young people pack their bags and go to distant places to find their dreams. Older people regard it as an old friend, and it has long become an indispensable part of life. The train conductor, Liu Wei, has long regarded the train as his family. Liu Wei has lived with the train since he was a child, and the sound of the train whistle is like a lullaby at night.
5634过这辆站白线，过这辆旅客乘车完毕，登车。
When he was a child, he took this train every morning to school. His mother carried potatoes and apples on the train to sell in other villages. Liu Wei has been working on this train for 28 years. The train has become his second home.
比如说以前我们的慢火车的彝族老乡，他们呢就相对来说比较贫穷。When
I asked Liu Wei what had changed in the past 28 years, Liu Wei told us back then, Yi folks on the slow train were relatively poor. But now look at these Yi people and their clothes, their smiles, and the satisfaction they feel when they get on the train. You can feel a big change in their life.
节假日星期天、周五，我们能达到600人学生。这600人学生都是我们原选各个站的老乡的孩子。Also,
in the past, it had very few students on the slow train. Now it's different. Now this slow train can carry up to 600 students on holidays, Sundays and Fridays. These 600 students are the children of the villagers from each station. In other words, Daliang Mountain, they are paying attention to the education of the children. Education is getting better and better. This is called the slow train, not because it cannot go fast. It is because they need to stop to attend to the villagers at each station. Slowness is actually an act of human kindness. These words of Liu Wei were very touching, and the story of him and his train also impressed me a lot.
I have your respect for what you do, so thank you for keeping us safe and getting us here promptly.
I'm very happy to hear your
story.
Thank you. Your story is really big.
It's the same.
In 1968, his father, a retired army veteran and the only clinical doctor covering a vast area, was dispatched to Tiexi Station along the Chengdu-Kunming Railway. Liu Wei recalls that their time at the small station was lonely, but the slow train was a lifeline, bringing news from afar as well as strangers to talk to. Every time the slow train would pull into the station, workers, the elderly, children, and dogs all stood together on the platform. Although the train stayed for just a few minutes, it washed away their boredom. Liu, once a young student, went to school by train every day. In the carriage, he listened to passengers discuss current affairs, watched peddlers bargain, and observed train attendants. In his eyes, the attendant's uniform was the most handsome outfit. After graduation from middle school, he too became a train attendant. When I see children, I see what I used to be. When I see the old selling things, I see my mother, he says. To Liu, the train he's been working on is a train of life. Outside the carriage window, more changes have taken place. Buildings and greenhouses containing vegetables and fruit, which can now be grown from the once barren land. Preschoolers are sent to kindergartens, and young people who left the mountains have returned with confidence and ambition. Among the deep valleys and ridges, we pass through countless tunnels and finally arrive at Samalada Station, which is the highest point on the line.
We're at the highest point on the railway here, and they made it about 50 years ago, and 136 people died making the tunnel. Those were rough times.
But you gotta imagine you have to get to this mountain, then you have to participate in this engineering marvel.
Yes.
Drilling into a mountain for 6 kilometers. What sacrifice and bravery.
We pass through the 6,379-meter-long Samalada Tunnel. It took 8 years to build. Beside the train tracks, tombstones were built for the victims who died building the tunnels and tracks. And every time the train passes, there will be a sadness in memory of them. Times have changed since then.
Uncle Hansa, listen, we've been on the slow train. I realize I don't even know the character for slow. Can you enlighten me?
Well, slow and fast, based, they have a heart on the side. So the character for slow is man.
Okay, so there's a heart. And there's a man.
What? No, there's
a slow man.
There's a character pronounced man. That means far away.
Right.
So the heart far away means it's slow to get there. But you can dissect that character, this character for far away. And you can also get a mom, which is also a phonetic. And that is like a helmet. And that is a cover of the head, and a cover of the head, and a cover over the eyes.
So slow's got two parts, the heart.
Yeah,
and the phonetic, yeah. Which means far.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about China's also got these wonderful high-speed trains? How do I say fast?
Quai.
Quai. And what does that? What does that look like?
Okay, that also has a heart on the side because when you go fast, your heart is going fast. Well, on the side, there's a phonetic called guai.
Guai.
Now, if we look at that phonetic, if we trace it back, we see a hand. And something is on the finger. People believe that it's an archer's ring. And an archer's ring means that you can pull the arrow and it won't hurt your hand. Uh-huh. And so, but the arrow goes fast.
Right, right.
Yeah, so it's pronounced guai, which is guai. Like the character for fast, which is quai.
Guai and men.
Yeah, quai and
guai.
Man.
Guai, not guai. Guai is the archer.
Quai and man.
Yes.
Time passed quickly, and we reached our destination near noon.
Car 7! Zaijian! Bye! Good luck. Be well. Bye-bye, conductor!
The journey was full of warmth. We made many friends and felt like we were alive. There are nearly 100 such trains in other parts of China. The slow train is very nice in this fast-paced world. Finally, let's end this journey with an ease song. The lyrics of the song are, "Friends from afar, we don't see each other often. The finest wine to toast our friends, please have a drink. On the day when the sun and the moon meet, drink up. On the day when winter and spring meet, cheers." Thanks for listening to this episode of Stories of Chinese Characters, Season 2. I'm Uncle Hansi. If you like the show, please give us a rating or a review. You can find out more at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and most other major podcast platforms, or at our website, radio.cgtn.com. See you next time.